This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The FBI is helping to investigate the cause of the Marshall Fire that destroyed nearly 1,000 homes and businesses last week. A barn seen burning early Thursday is thought to be near where the fire started. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley.
Well, it's pretty obvious when you drive through or see the video people posted online. I was there this morning. I'm not a trained fire investigator. It's really obvious where that fire started and what direction it went in.
The sheriff would not say whether the fire was human caused.
We don't know that shed or anything around it was the actual start of the fire or whether it was secondary. And it's complicated and it's all covered with a foot of snow.
There's more on the fire and what's next there at CPR.org. The state will spend $30 million to help communities reduce wildfires' effects on water resources. The state legislature approved that funding for the Colorado Water Conservation Board. There's still time to sign up for health insurance for 2022. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Health insurance subsidies are available to many individuals and families who are previously ineligible due to their income. That's thanks to the American Rescue Plan Act, passed earlier this year. Monica Caballeros with the State Insurance Exchange says Connect for Health has people to help with getting signed up.
Especially for those who may be new or who don't want to do this alone, we have a statewide network of the certified brokers.
She says 2 out of 3 customers who didn't qualify for financial help in 2021 could be eligible for help in 2022. The last day to sign up for health insurance for next year is January 15th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Limit for victims of child sexual abuse to sue their abusers or an institution that facilitated the crime. That's with a state law that takes effect with the new year. The law also opens a 3-year window for people who were abused in the past 6 decades to file lawsuits. This is CPR News.